festive seasons such as Christmas and New Year holidays are periods that criminals take advantage of to visit their trade on unsuspecting merrymakers. Radio Ghana's visit to some police stations in Accra revealed that crime decreased considerably during the holidays as few arrests were recorded. Interacting with the Nima Divisional Police Commander, Timothy Yusa Bungo, is that the arrests made were not peculiar to the Christmas holidays. Cynthia Boateng brings you more.
The recent reduction in criminal activities across the country during the Yuletide can be attributed to the high presence of police personnel in the cities. The Nima Divisional Police Commander, Timothy Yusa Bungo, noted with concern that though the police is working hard to decrease crime and other eventualities that comes with festivities, the public must also take precautions regarding the choice of venue for celebrations.
We should try as much as possible to limit ceremonies, functions on the road. People always want to block roads and have their burial ceremonies. They want to block roads to have their naming ceremonies. They want to block roads to have funerals. I am very uncomfortable on such things. What we can prevent, let us prevent them. If you are not on road and you go to a very enclosed place that you can have your funeral, you can have your marriage, you can have your naming ceremony, it will save a lot of time. Whatever function you want to have, please let us all do our best. Get a venue, not the main road. Vehicle can be break, and there is nothing the driver can do. It is something that we should be able to prevent.
Commander Timothy Yusa Bungo also said this year the police will embark on educating the public to maintain cordial relationship with the police service and the general public. This, he believes, will help them deliver to expectation.
We are going to dwell a lot on education. We're going to educate almost everybody, from we, the policemen, our families, in the barracks, in the churches, in the community, that we believe will help us to have violence free. It takes you and I to conduct ourselves well, so that if we are able to educate people to understand the rules, the do's and the do's, it will help us to achieve our aim.
On reckless driving and other road safety offences, the MTTU Police Commander ACP Awuni said the police is doing all it can to reduce road accidents to the barest minimum. He also advised his men to be professional in the line of duty, especially during the upcoming elections.
I was to ensure that the Christmas and the New Year went out with fewer accidents. I'm happy that we're able to achieve what we were looking for. But we'll probably have to do more, totally repeat the incidents of reckless accidents. And that's what I've resolved to do. We will not allow this country to run into chaos. And therefore, police officers are very alert. Every police officer, just as I am, everybody has a vote. But then we should not make openly display our political affiliation. As police officers, we are supposed to be serving the state. Whichever government comes in is somebody that we must serve. And therefore, all police officers must be alert and do not have to show their political affiliation. Any police officer who does that will be trying to find his way out of the service. And I'm asking my men that they should be the first to shelve their political affiliation.
Meanwhile, the MTTU has introduced a device to check fake license. The device, known as handheld black lights, will verify hidden security features to enable the police personnel to identify drivers who use fake license to drive. ACP Awuni appealed to drivers to carry only the original license to avoid any embarrassment.
Cynthia Barton's report.